Okay, I still don't have my notes, so...
Just go. Talk about the 75. You want to do an opening this week?
No. I don't want to do an opening. I'm going to just try and remember my plan.
All right. I was about to do a voice for you, but I have such bad migraines recently that I was about to start to do a voice, and I really couldn't push my face muscles
I'm so happy you didn't do the impression. Okay. I'm literally...
I wasn't going to do an impression of you. I was going to do like a fun narrator voice, but... I could do an impression of you.
You understand?
Go.
I'm in such fight or flight mode right now. This is my first time doing this podcast with no notes. I'm just staring at a blank monitor right now. I'm just hanging on for dear life.
I'm sorry. I want to make you feel safe. Just relax. Relax.
Okay.
Breathe. Okay. This won't hurt. It'll feel good. And just let's podcast together. Let's just start with one podcast finger.
One podcast at a time.
One podcast finger at a time. Okay. Mm-hmm. See?
Just put
That's
it in.
That's not so bad. Right? That's not so bad. All right, here's a lamp! Oh, I put a lamp in there!
Here's a lamp. Okay, well, that woke me right up. Welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, introduce
now yourself. Relax and try and turn it on. There's a dimmer. You'll feel a dimmer. Feel a slight Kegel, and you will feel a dimmer in there.
I feel it's warm.
Warm dimmer.
It's
warm. Shorting out. Get it out of there.
All right. Let's start the show, Mike.
This is Let's Start a Cult, October Saga, Deepu Edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Oh my God. Welcome back to Let's Start a Cult podcast. I'm your host, Deepu / R2 Deepu / the boy with your co-host Mike Fallick. Say hi, Mike.
Hi. Can I tell you an obsession I have with groupthink, and it's about the hip hop community?
Uh-huh.
As you know, I'm one of the last people under the age of 95 that listens to the radio. And they do these promos where they'll have like, I can't say a specific person, but they'll have someone come on and be like, it's your boy so and so.
You're listening to WBLK.
You're listening to W. Don't say WBLK.
Sorry.
That sounds racist. Is that a real one?
No, I just that was instinct.
Okay. Oh, don't. Oh, uh-oh. But they'll always have someone come on and they'll be like, who's a rapper who's dead that I can say it and it won't matter? Who's dead?
Who's dead? Notorious
it's
Big.
Your boy. I hate him though because he's homophobic. I'll say Tupac.
Tupac,
it's your boy Tupac. You're listening to W Wood Floor, and it's like it's like every time someone says it's your boy, I go, oh, it's my boy, because it's like, what does that phrase matter? It's your boy.
It meant something back in the day, but it's lost meaning.
Interpersonally, it means something. Interpersonally, if my friend calls me up, yeah, like, hey man, it's your boy Kevin. I haven't talked to you in a while. I'd be like, okay, it's Kevin. Or if someone was like, yo, man, you my boy. I'd be like, oh, yeah, it means something that way. But on the goddamn radio, if Tupac tells me he's my boy, it doesn't mean anything.
Probably because he's also, I don't know, 40 years older than me?
They're all older than you. They're all old farts. It's just like, it's your boy. It's like, I always go. I always respond. I go, oh, it's my boy.
Actually, we're both getting closer to the age of, you know, we're closer to the age of modern rappers. The main guys, they're our age. So when they say it's your boy, I kind of feel it now.
You are not close to the age of a Jay-Z. You are not. That dude's not going to be.
I feel like every year we get a little
year.
Bit closer in age. Every year I feel it.
We've always been. There's always rappers. Well, you know, young. People don't want to hear specific rap history.
No, they
many
don't.
Many famous rappers have started at quite a young age. 14 is generally the entry age of rappers nowadays.
Wow, is that true? Yeah. How do you know that? How do you fucking know that?
I happen to remember
because I actually did research for this episode today. I actually did. I saw a scientific study, and I read the introduction. I read the conclusion. I saw an image.
Okay. So let's do this.
Okay,
we're gonna get. So either way, I wanted to finish that point. That's a group thing. It's your boy. It's my boy. Oh, turn it up. It's my boy. It means nothing. So, but they all say it.
It'd be funny if on the radio promo after it says, like, for the guy says, it's your boy. It's just you saying, no, he's not.
Oh yeah, yeah. What's the other? Right, that's you're on my joke now. It's like, what's the other side of it? Someone goes like, "Hey, it's Lil' Kim." Oh, that's not my boy. She didn't say she was my boy. So I am going to turn it off. Oh, I'm not listening to this promo at all.
Yo,
unless this person says, "Hey, yo, it's P Diddy." It's like, oh, but he hasn't even established whether he's my boy or not.
After a big scandal, someone is formally your boy.
Shook Knight, no longer your boy.
This just in. All right, so my big
okay,
thing...
okay, let's hear you scientific study.
Well, before we get to the study, before we get to the main piece, the main focus of the episode today, I did want to just talk a little bit about I took a hard look at myself recently, and I was like, you know what, on this podcast,
a look at yourself hard.
I look at myself super hard, but and I was, yeah, it was all sorts of stiffness going on. And I was like, damn, I do not argue well.
Good punch up.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Okay, you do not argue well.
I do not argue well on the Let's Start a Cult podcast or any podcast or in life. I do not argue well. So I got a book on that.
Oh my gosh, you did tell me about this. You bought a book on arguing. This is real, everyone. This is not... Deepu will sometimes say a fact about himself that's a bit. This is real. You bought a book on arguing, which is a surprise, because is this your first book in a decade, right? This is going to be the first
this
book you read in since 2010?
Since 2010. The last book was The World is Flat by Thomas Friedman. And now it's...
And is the world flat? What was the end? How long did it take you to get it?
it was more
is
of a
it
metaphor.
Flat?
It was kind of a metaphor. It's a whole thing. But
is it flat? Just tell me if it's
in
flat.
In a sense, because of globalism, you know, we are all on the same plane. That's what the point the guy was trying to make. But I got this book.
We're all on the same plane bagel. When was the last time you had a plain bagel?
not too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, plain bagels are like gateway drugs. Now that I've had everything bagels, I look at plain bagels and I'm like, nah, man, that's not going to get me where I need to be.
I look at a plain bagel like it's just the on switch for diabetes. That's the only way I see it. It's just, okay, do I want diabetes on? Okay, I guess I'll consume this.
Wait, what? Thank you for offending one out of five people that have diabetes, I think is the stat nowadays. What? How
it's
is
a terrible
how
thing
is...
to eat. It's a terrible thing to eat.
A bagel? I'm going to quote, I never quote other comedians. Stop. I never quote other comedians. I never try and do this. I never quote other shows. But I believe Lewis Black made the definitive statement on, hey, we're not, it's the second episode of the show in a row you're giving nutritional advice when I've said don't do it. Okay? But I will quote Lewis Black, who I think is more of a philosopher than anything. So I will tell him this.
Love Lewis. Go ahead.
This is his criticism of the Atkins diet. He said, the Atkins diet, discovering that we've been eating the wrong thing since the beginning of time. Bread, Deepu?
It's a flawed joke. It's not a perfect argument, what Lewis Black says. I love Lewis.
No, Deepu, I will argue, I will spend the entire episode on the show that you're just reading stupid groupthink things, that you're like, bread's bad, oh, carbohydrates, oh, I don't want to... I don't want to get fat because if I do, then all my friends will know I have. Sometimes what I'll do is I'll crush up a grape and just rub it into my eyeballs. Because I've heard you can absorb grape nutrients. And what's good about it is nobody knows you're eating. You just take a little magic marker and you draw on little eyeballs right in the middle and you just put them on there. And people go, oh, you haven't eaten in days. Congratulations, Hunter. And then you go, oh, thank you. I don't eat at all anymore because I want to be thin. And they go, oh, what are you looking at? Your eye seems to smell like a raisin.
You're trying to do this insulting thing, but you're only flattering.
And you go, oh my gosh, my eyes are getting raisiny. So I will pull my, I take a new grape and then I will put it back on, sting a little bit. And then I draw on an eyeball. That way nobody knows I'm eating. And sometimes I see bagels and I go, oh, disgusting bagel. Oh, look at you. I want to take that hole and put the grenades in there. And sometimes I do. Me and my friends, we take bagels and we burn them in front of town hall. We go, bring out your bagels, and all the children, they have signs with bagels hanging from in noosh, and they put them in the middle of town square, and we go, oh, nobody eats anymore bagels. Nobody likes bread.
I would love to be totalitarian bagel chief in 40s Germany.
I mean, are you fucking kidding? Like, I've never ever thought that you would be some anti-carb. Oh, bagel. Ooh. Jeez.
Carbs are...
That is gross, man. Like,
can I tell you a personal story?
I want to say a personal thing first because this podcast is sponsored by I Am One in Four, and we are very much for mental health. Nothing's wrong. Eat a fucking bagel. Nothing's wrong with bread. Eat. Just stop being afraid of food.
Okay, I'm not going to make any statements about bread.
There's many girls out there and many men out there who think too much about Do you know how many grains there are? I've seen multiple grains, Stephen. There are many people. I'm being totally serious. That was such a weird thing to say.
Listen, man, it's not completely
talk
baseless.
About bagels. It is baseless. Ketosis isn't good for you. You want me to get into real science? Ketosis isn't good for you. It's for specific people.
Okay, can I just tell you a story really quick?
Why don't you chew your food 100 times like that doctor?
I'll think about it. It's worth looking into.
Don't do it. You will die of diarrhea. Go and go. That's what happens with that diet. See, I just convinced you via nonsense. Do you get colonics too?
I have an open mind. You're basically fucking with me for having an open mind. You said, hey, have you considered chewing food a lot? I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll think about it. And then you said, you'll fucking die.
Well, because you've had an open mind to something else. Open-mindedness is not the way to go. Open-mindedness means nothing. I recently had to yell at someone over CBD. I went, not yell, but I was like, this is this new marijuana thing that's sweeping the country. And I went into the store and I was like, this is not real. There's no studies on it. And I was asking the guy for scientific proof. And he really was like, yeah, it's not even tested by the FDA. You know what the FDA tests? Yoo-hoo. If the FDA hasn't tested something and they've managed to get around to testing Yoo-hoo, don't eat it. Don't put it in your body.
Yeah. I had a point, and I'm trying to... Okay.
You wanted to talk about bagels. What was your anti-bagel rant?
Oh, wait, no. I was going to tell a story, and it's not
bagel-related. Tell a real story.
Okay.
Okay. Do you want music under this?
Please.
Okay. What kind of music? Is it a sad story?
It's
an epic?
It's pretty sad. It's pretty short. So find something quick and sad.
Quick and sad. One note of a violin. Wee! And we're done. I don't know what you... Quick and sad!
Okay. I used to work in this physical therapy clinic, and there was this patient... And I had time to kind of, you know, make small talk with them while they were doing their therapy and whatnot. And I remember this one woman, she told me, we were talking about fast food.
I got to say something about the way you tell stories. You tell every story as if you're not actually doing that thing, but it's like code. Every story you tell, when you were like, I was in a physical therapy place, I thought, oh, he gave hand jobs at a massage parlor. you need to tell it more genuinely. So you're at a physical therapy place. Go mm-hmm. on. You had small talk.
I had small talk with this one patient, and we were talking about fast food.
Patient, it's the way you punch nouns. That's what it is. Because you're like, this one patient.
Wait.
Is it a patient or is it
I'm
old
showing
man
class.
Going,
I'm showing
tug it quick.
Okay. Okay. We were talking about fast food. And then she says, because she had a riddled body. Her body was just riddled with something from internally. And she was like, yeah, let me...
I don't want to say her name, but she was riddled with disease.
That's all I know. I didn't really look at her chart.
Oh my god, riddled!
It was riddled. But yeah, she was a mess. You could just tell. I mean, she also had a cane.
Mrs. Johnson, I have terrible news for you. I need you to sit down. Your body's riddled with. Your body's riddled with disease. I'm trying to do this as light as I can, Mrs. Johnson, please. It's not so bad. There's treatment. You're riddled with it. You're infested like some sort of house or a dog someone finds on the beach.
Oh. So she was just riddled, and she said...
Stop! She was sick. Why can't you say something respectful? She was very sick.
I feel like that's pretty respectful. I'm using a noun, I'm not cursing.
Riddled is a term I would only use for a blanket I take off of someone sleeping in a sewer. I wouldn't even say it about the person sleeping in the sewer, Deepu. That's the blanket. That's okay. How low this is.
Okay, how about this? She was awash with conditions.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot better. Listen, she was a filthy, disgusting, sick person. We got it. Yeah. You said she was sick. She's got to be gross.
Yeah. She left this trail of dead skin everywhere she
was. She was clinically gross. Go on. Like, the most respectful term we could think of. Please, just go on.
Festering
she was sick.
In front of me.
Just no, you need to mad lib it. She was sick. Please tell me what the next part of it.
We were talking about fast food, and she says, stay away from that shit. That's all she said. She says,
okay, now you got to say what she had. Because that's libel. Libel? Slander? No, it's old school. You said it, so it's slander.
All right, I'll
it's slanderous. Slander. You can't just say that. What did she have?
I'm telling you, that's all I know. She was riddled.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I think she was holding her stomach while she said it. I don't know.
No, she didn't. That's slanderous, dude. You can't just say that. That's not a story. That's
Did I say a company name? I think I just
No, said but you said fast food. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
I think it was good enough for me, man. It tore up her insides.
But it's not, but it I don't believe in that kind of, it did not tear up her insides. I guarantee you, it did not tear up her insides. I guarantee you.
It was not.
To just say a blanket statement, like stay away from that. I don't believe in that kind of groupthink. I believe in show me a thing to avoid.
That's the most clear version of showing me. You're in the hospital.
But it means, no, she's not. She didn't say, she wasn't there like we like.
I know,
like,
Burger King sent me here. I know, she didn't say that.
You have McDonaldosis.
Like she had, there's no way. There's just no way, dude.
But
and stay away from that. I mean, it's nonsense. You don't have it. This is what I'm saying about me being suspicious when you're like, I have a scientific journal. Because you were just like, dude, that's nonsense. That's a nonsense thing.
No, well, the science thing actually comes a little bit later. It's for a different discussion. This is
I know, but that's
note.
Why I'm suspicious already, because you believe things like this. It's not to say that you can't eat any type of food. All fast food means, in my mind, by the way, I want to say this right away. All fast food means is that people took the Gerald Ford model of machine building, of the machine line, and they incorporated it into food. That's all I think of as fast food. So, and I think that that's all that those companies are really dedicated to is quick meals using the machine line model. And I don't really think that it's fair to say some story where a sick person stole meat, stay away from that shit. Because was she old as well?
Yeah.
Old people give so much fucking advice about nonsense. They'll give advice about things they don't know about. Don't buy a Testarossa. Ferrari has better models. It's like, shut the fuck up. Like, you don't know. Like, old people will do that. Old people, when they get old, they turn that, oh, we're wise. Mm. I know about things. Don't use the pedometer on this model of car. All it's right. not reliable. Install your own.
Well, let's move on.
Why did I give two car examples? Did I say Gerald Ford?
I liked that part.
It's not Gerald Ford.
Oh, yeah. It's Harrison Ford.
It's Harrison Ford. Harrison Ford invented the machine line. And he said, because he was on a plane and he was like, get off my damn plane. And so he wanted to know how to do that faster. How do I build planes faster?
And then he said, let there be
acting roles. I lose a lot of credibility when I'm criticizing you and I say Gerald Ford instead.
What's the name of the original Ford? Henry Ford. There we go. Gotcha. You didn't think I would know that, did you?
I always, you know, Deepu, it's always better to watch someone do a trick, and either it's comedy or majesty. That's the way it is. You try and do a kickflip, and either it's really great or it's going to be funny. It's going to fall on your face. It's a bit like Jackass. I learned that from Jackass.
The only way...
Film skateboarders.
The only reason...
You are like a skateboarder. Either you'll do a heel flip or I get to see you fall on your face. Either way, the show's going to be great. Okay, so you bought this book about how to argue.
Mm-hmm. And I took notes on it. Let's see if my Evernote works. Just give me a second.
Oh,
no, it's still down.
Don't use brand names.
Oh, sorry. My cloud storage that has screwed me over.
Well, great. Now I have to remember to edit it because you said that after. All right. What's your notes on arguing?
They
you
tweeted at me.
Better.
It's proven. And they apologized. Okay, so I'm going to try and... okay, so the first step to arguing, they suggested, was to... You know, for your thesis, when you're trying to, you know, put together your main statement, the best way to kind of structure it is to say, you know, you have a sentence structured such as, what I want to say is blank. So you have your statement. That's how you set up your, when you're trying to simplify your thesis and try and break it down so that it's simple to you.
Is
when
this written by a third grader?
It's actually a book I didn't buy recently. It's been sitting around since...
Please don't
middle
say the
school.
Book name, because I am going to rail against it.
This is going to be really hard without my notes, but...
Okay, so you say a sentence like, I want to say blank. What does that do for you?
It helps me clarify what my objective is as I, you know, as I go forward.
Okay, I believe in that totally with you, because sometimes you do bits and I'm like, please just set me up a little so I know what it's about.
Right.
But that doesn't really affect your arguing.
Well, I have to stay on point more. So this is a big thing for me. I want to improve my consistency with staying on point. So
should we choose a topic, and then when we come back from the ad break, we'll do that. You'll use your new technique of staying on point.
Yes, let's do that. Let's do the ad.
All right. What's a topic we could debate?
I already have a topic.
Okay. Well, you have a topic. Yeah. Oh, this is a great teaser. Yeah. So Deepu's going to use. He's learned a technique. a unique. Ladies and gentlemen, I've never been to a more suspenseful ad break. Listen up, Deepu has decided to use this incredible technique of talking about what he's going to talk about. Now, I know that sounds crazy to you. You're saying he's going to talk about what he's going to talk about? Well, he's learned this technique from a book. So, Deepu. But we should all shut up, says Deepu, because he's going to prove us wrong talking about what you're going to talk about. We're doubters. We're doubters. We don't even know. Deepu, what is the topic we're going to debate?
My thesis is... Okay,
this is his thesis, and I'm going to, of course, take devil's advocate and argue against it no matter what. And after the ad break, we're gonna do this.
And bear in mind, I don't have my notes right now. I'm
squirrel in mind.
I'm squirrel in mind. It feels like a squirrel's in my mind.
Ooh,
it's all jumbly in there.
That was my favorite Beatles song. Beatles or the Doors? What was the funnier pull?
Actually, I was just laughing at a polite list.
Yeah, the Doors.
My
was the funnier
thesis.
Joke.
My thesis is that,
like a squirrel in my mind.
What I want to say is that adult bullying is not handled well.
Okay, adult bullying is not handled well. That we'll debate that vague statement and more when we get back from the ad break of Mike and Deepu Shout Your Shit.
Mug and Deepu, shout your shit.
Hey, y'all. So our other sponsor this month is IAM1in4.com. That's IAM4.com. It's a website that promotes the idea that one in four people deals with. I mean, some sort of mental illness sometime in their life. You can go on that website. You can meet people. You can read really inspiring stories. They're a sponsor of the show we're doing this sponsor out of the goodness of our hearts because, you know, it's affected me. I'm very open about my OCD. And, you know, I have to say, to be honest, the month of October that we talked about, I was given the chance to help someone who was, not well. And... with something with mental health. And it's very important, I really think, to be open about these things and to admit what's wrong and to keep getting help and to keep doing these things because, you know, if you let these things slip, they don't turn out well. And it was a tough month for this person and it was a tough month for me. But, you know, these things affect everyone around you. And if you're lucky enough to have family that can take care of you, that's great too. But some people don't. And some people have family and they're not doing the right stuff. I've been lucky in that way that I have gotten myself away from OCD. But we really need to be more open about it. And it's not just, you don't have to be like me and come on and tell thousands of people. But, you know, tell your family, tell the people you love what you're thinking, tell them what you're going through, and just go take care of it. So IAM1in4.com is a really great website, and I hope you'll go check it out there. When this episode comes out, I'm going to write a post on that site, hopefully, meet some people there so that you guys can really, y'all can really know about that site because it's a really great message, and we love being able to talk about them every month.
Little paragraph? There's four paragraphs here.
There's four paragraphs, so I'll do the first one, you'll do the second one, I'll do the third one, and you'll do the fourth one. Now, on the fourth one, Deepu, have you noticed that it's moonshot.audio?
Yeah.
Okay, well, get ready for us to read the fucking ad. Moonshot is a new podcast from Lawson Media that explores seemingly impossible technology ideas and the people trying to make them happen. These are real ideas that might just change the world as we know it.
The show covers topics like self-driving cars, Mars space travel, artificial intelligence, and even the people trying to integrate in technology with your body and your mind.
You can find the show on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
More information on the show can be found on our website, or on their website, actually, moonshot.audio.
You did so good with that. I am so proud of you. And you've now proven that you don't read English in some sort of parrot way when you're copying people. I now know because I gave you that copy and you read it. That advertiser's going to be, I'm going to say, this is not only about really complicated ideas that Deepu can't understand, it's about literacy. Hey. Hi, everyone. So this segment of the show is We Didn't Take a Survey, and it's where normally when we have a guest on, we ask each other a question, a bit of groupthink, something everybody thinks, and then we try and say, well, can we get rid of that? What do people think? Are people ready to get rid of this idea of groupthink? And then we don't survey people when we do the segment, but then we go and we get podcasters and people like that to weigh in, and we actually take a survey. And this week, the question we asked was, my co-host, Deepu, is a fucking idiot. Do you agree with that? Is that something that the general public can get on board behind? I think I explained it in one of the segments here. The reason we asked this question is because in the second week of this segment, where we were supposed to think of groupthink questions, Deepu refused to do the segment. So I said that the question for the week that I would ask everybody as punishment would be, my co-host is a fucking idiot, and people had some interesting answers. Let's listen up. Patrick, of Almost Educational Podcast.
Yes. But with one caveat, he's an idiot in that his hubris makes him idiotic. His blind hubris of not only being right on something, but not caring about other things in general, and getting angry that he should care about something is willful ignorance is idiotic. He's a smart man with willful ignorance, which is frightening at times.
Why this is so perfect is because at this time you have not heard the episode because it hasn't come out yet, and the reason Deepu is a fucking idiot is the week's proposed thing is because Deepu refused to do this segment in its third week. So
you are, makes sense. There we go. Okay.
So dead on. It's painful. Alan from I Seen That Podcast.
Originally, I would have said yes, but now that I've heard some of your guys' episodes, I think I'll trade you co-hosts. If Deepu wants to come on our show and you can take Taylor, that seems like the best way to go about it.
The whole crew at Nerds Without Pants podcast.
Okay, I don't know Deepu, I do know Mike, and if Mike says that, then he's probably right, because Mike is a super smart dude.
Did they start a new podcast because he was such an idiot or something?
I mean, they're always starting new podcasts. this is like their 18th podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's great. It's endearing.
Yes. We love you guys.
Especially Mike, not that other guy.
but when we meet you and get to know you, we'll probably change our mind.
Yeah, he needs to put more of an effort into it.
Jabber in the Drone podcast. So, is he an idiot?
Because he forgot a topic?
Because he forgot the concept of his own podcast.
this was episode 3?
Episode 3 of doing this segment, yeah.
I'm going to say no. You know, okay. Episode 3, you're still figuring it out. You're still
episode 3 of that segment. Episode like 45 of the show?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, okay. Like episode 3 of the segment. That's nothing. If it was like at 10, like once we're in double digits, then he's an idiot.
Then he's an idiot.
But in podcast terms, like the first 30 to 40 things
don't
are
even
completely
count.
Disposable.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mm. You're not real till it's 30.
I actually keep moving that goalpost as we get deeper and deeper into this podcast. I'm like, I used to be like, the first 10 don't even matter. And then now I'm like, the first like 60 don't even bother.
Yeah.
What I will say in defense of Deepu,
I think, you know,
and I hope he never hears it, is that I've had a bunch of podcasts. This show from the get-go is very well produced and very well. He is on his ball more than I give him credit for, but hoping he doesn't listen to this small part of the segment. Molly Sperduto of GingerNinjaComedy.com.
He seems nice, though.
Great answer.
and Sonny Megatron of Sex with Sonny Megatron on Showtime and the American Sex Podcast.
I'm gonna plead the fifth, just like you shouldn't make yo mama jokes, you shouldn't make yo co-host jokes, so.
All right, so that was We Didn't Take a Survey. If you want to take our surveys, please hit me up on Twitter. That's Big Lil L-I-L Weasel on Twitter, at B-I-G-L-I-L Weasel on Twitter. And I'll send you the questions before they come out, and you can get your voice on the show. Let's go back to it.
Good, because I need to hang on to this knowledge.
Okay, we're back from the break.
All right.
And we're going to debate what is possibly a sentence I might not understand, which might be a technique he's not telling me. Adult bullying is not... Hey, I'm going to take a sip of coffee for this.
I need one too, dude.
Let's do it like a round table here. Ooh, but Michael doesn't really do a lot of good impressions of current round table people.
What do you mean by round table people? Like Charlie Rose?
They're hard. I can't do a good Larry King. He's hard to nail down.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but that's all it is. It's just like me doing Larry. It's not.
I'll be honest. I hate Larry. I hate Larry. So don't do Larry.
Oh, I love Larry King. I won't do the voice, but it's always just like he's always so accusatory and amazed at the same time. That's what I love. You're telling me that you invented some sort of microwavable meal. Like he's always that. Okay. I can do Howard Cosell a little. And I could do Marv Albert. All right, I'll do Marv Albert. Like, they're not relevant. I'll do Marv Albert hosting a roundtable.
Ooh, this will be fun. Tonight! I actually didn't grow up with Marv Albert, so this will be great. No, go ahead.
Well, you didn't watch a lot of sports in the right era. You would have had to have watched sports when you were 8. Hold on. It takes me a second with these guys. These guys are very specific. Same with Howard Cosell. It takes me a few minutes.
Hold on. Can I argue with John Madden?
Gotta get long. Okay, well, let's do the whole argument. It's me. Muhammad Ali. Hold on. I'll get it. Muhammad Ali. Now known as Cassius Clay. I'm sorry, Muhammad. Muhammad Ali. It's a little deeper. Muhammad Ali. Okay. You won't fight in the... Oh, there it is. I got to take a headphone off a little bit. You won't fight in the Viet Cong, Muhammad. Okay. Let's debate now. Okay. On the line with me from over in Penang is John Madden. And we're here to debate whether or not adult bullying has been... You're on the ground there in Penang, Madden. Are you not?
Yes, I am, Howie.
Is this racist to make it in Vietnam? I think it is.
Yeah, let's take Vietnam out of it. I'm in the booth. We're in the booth.
We're here. It's me, Cassius Clay. I'm sorry, Muhammad Ali, and John Madden in some sort of crazy time travel mystery. Now, Muhammad, you're fighting. We're here to talk about Muhammad's fight against Walt Frazier.
And we have a great, this is going to be a great battle. It's going to be so good. Muhammad's going to punch.
Deeper doesn't do voices. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's, okay. Here we go. Now on the line with us. Just bring in more impressions. Now, Mr. Madden, tell me what your point is about Muhammad Ali's rope-a-dope style. Is that what we're debating?
Well,
okay, let's get to the fucking bit. No, stop. This is so stupid.
Yeah. It's hard to, because I cannot do John
from downtown. That's the Marv Albert. Congratulations. If you're 69 years old, this segment was funny to you.
Okay. Quick points.
Okay, we're debating. So I'm here to take that adult bullying is handled well. That's my point.
yeah,
I don't understand what I'm supposed to debate.
Well, okay, let me set it up.
For fuck's sake.
your stance...
Why didn't we do something simple like cashews are delicious? Like, why couldn't we...
No, adult bullying, you'll have something.
But this is so complicated for your first debate, essentially.
This is my first debate. Well, okay, let me start off by saying I had to say adult bullying because if you try and say blanket statements about all bullying, then all the kid defenders come out of the woodwork. So let's just make sure...
Those bastards! Those people standing up for kids. How dare they?
Very annoying. So it's like, all right, fine. We'll let the kids not bully each other.
Okay. Those people over at Child Protective Services.
So, but there is adult bullying. There's a lot of adult bullying in the
I've
world.
Seen it late night on Cinemax.
There, I'm sure it happens in pornography. I'm sure it happens in the workplace.
What? It's happened. It was a joke on the word adult.
Oh. No, never mind. So there's a lot of bullying out there.
Adult content.
There's a lot of bullying.
This is an adult toy. You know,
this toy is bullying my family.
Okay, this toy is, yes. The movie Toys with Robin Williams bullied my family. Again, if you're 67 years old, this segment has been great. Can we get to adult bullying? We've already slept. Deepa, you're already getting yourself. Can I tell you a debate technique you might know what to do? Don't get yourself dug in a hole with people who are defending children, the assholes. So what's your point? Let's get to it. Adult bullying. What are we debating?
I think there's this crusade against adult bullying, and I think...
And so your point is what? What point are you coming from?
There's a place in society for it. There's a place in society for
bullying. Okay, so your statement is adult bullying should be allowed.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Let's start with that insane sentence. Let's start okay, I'm Howard Cosell. I'm not going to do it anymore. No one cares. Again, it's like the James Bond references. No one cares.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Good insight. Voice.
Okay. We're here live tonight. Dum 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 dum.
It's election night.
It's election night. We're voting for which one's a bigger fucking moron. On one side of the stage, Mike Falick, and on the other side of the stage, wearing a dunce cap and drooling, is Deepu.
R2 Deepu, excuse you.
R2 Deepu, boop, boop, beep, boop. You can't do that. Disney owns it now. So, you might get in trouble for that.
We'll see.
So, R2 Deepu, I don't even want to say it now. Disney owns that shit. I don't want to do it.
They don't own R2 Deepu.
They own the other guy.
They do. They certainly do.
So, tonight's topic, who's adult bullying? Should we bully adults? So, taking the positive point, the pro point, is Deepu. Opening sentences, Deepu, on pro, we should bully adults.
All right, I guess I'll take the floor because I started this whole debate.
You sound like such a fucking idiot. I just told you to take the floor.
I just refreshed
In not so many words, I said, take the fucking floor. Oh, you're not starting off good. Don't look like a moron. Try not to say something stupid. Should be the number one rule of debating.
I have 40 seconds left.
Deepu, you have the floor for opening statements. Let's do this with timing. I love this. Yes. Okay, Deepu, you have 1 minute. Go.
Okay, there is a lot of adult bullying going on, and there's a crusade against it. You know, the people saying that we shouldn't bully anybody. But I believe there is a place for bullying in our society. Okay, we have bullying. We have drill sergeants. Why do drill sergeants bully their privates? Because they are establishing order. It is a good tool for establishing order sometimes. We sometimes have to learn to deal with bullying the right way. You know, I think the research out there is not good. They say you should be confident and set limits and say, "Don't cross the line with me, Mister," and put your foot down. I think that's the whole wrong way to go about it. But that's my initial opening statement for this debate.
You did it under time. You did it 10 seconds under. Mr. Falick, you have the floor.
I never run the light. Just so you know.
Mr. Falick, you have the floor. I never run the... That seemed accusatory. Hold on. Let's pause the time here. That seemed accusatory. I don't run the light anywhere.
You seem like you do. You seem like you're the kind
of guy. I've never ran the light. Fuck you. Right. That was so mean.
Sorry. No, that was actually more about how
I've never blown a light.
Honestly, that wasn't about you. Honestly, that wasn't about you.
Okay.
That was about other people.
It seemed like it was towards me. I've never blown a light.
No, it seemed... You felt it was about you because you're the only person I'm talking to right now.
Okay, whatever. It just seemed accusatory.
Sorry.
Okay, Mr. Falick, you have the floor. Now, while my opponent makes great points about preparing men to kill other men, it seems as though that might not be as extreme of an example as being mean to me in my workplace. And I know there isn't a lot of research, but I've actually done some personal research, not only in myself but in others. But apparently, people do not like it when you're mean to them. I will concede the rest of my time to Deepu to respond.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that last point you made?
Deepu, you have 30 seconds to respond. Mr. Fralick has ceded the rest of his 30 seconds to you to respond to his point that perhaps when we train people to shoot people in the goddamn head, that's not maybe what the fuck we're talking about.
Well, you know, I see the world we live in. I see the people who are still on our soil. You know, they're not fighting abroad. They could use a kick in the pants. They could use some discipline.
I'm going to interrupt because it is my time. I do feel as though I do support Deepu's stance here that veterans, we need to be much meaner to veterans.
No, a lot of them, veterans.
A lot of them, I feel as though our soldiers in America, they really are getting a really good time of it. I agree with Deepu. I agree with Deepu. No. Please make sure to go, ha, 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 injured boy. You are brave, ha ha! I think Deepu and I agree on this point. We're starting a campaign to point and laugh at veterans all soldiers.
You got me all wrong. I'm not pointing at veterans. I love.
You said
veterans.
We should be meaner.
No, I said we should be. There should be more adult.
They need
bullying.
A kick in the pants.
There should be.
They
more
have bullets in their pants. They get shrapnel in their pants, Deepu.
I was not.
Oh, gentlemen! I need to. Mike, gentlemen, I need Mike. To. I need to moderate here. I need to moderate here. Deepu, you now have 2.5 minutes to make your first pro point.
Okay.
Deepu, the floor is yours.
First of all, I just want to refute the smearing that my opponent just tried to do to me by saying I would want to bully our good veterans at home. I would never want to do that. What I was talking about, the people at home I was referring to, is the snowflake generation. Okay? They need... To, you know, they're very sensitive to any sort of
Is snowflake a political term?
No, it's a generational term. It's for, you know, baby boomers, and then
it
our
better
generation
not be political.
Is the snowflake.
If it's a political term, I'm going to cut it out. We're going to cut this segment out. I'm adding this to your time. It's not a political term, right?
It's not so I can or cannot say that word.
If it is a political term, I'm going to have to cut this part.
It's not political at all.
Okay, keep going.
Snowflake. It is it's like saying baby boomer. Is that political?
Just keep going.
All right, so the people I was talking about are the snowflake generation. They're very sensitive to any sort of criticism, any sort of hardship of any kind, and they come out in full force and say, we shouldn't have to deal with anything bad ever. No one should be mean to me ever. And it's annoying. And I think they can be bullied a little bit. And I have some... But also, I have some rules. I have some rules set in place. It should never be physical bullying. It should never be about it should never be about things the victim cannot change. So it should never be about personal, defects. You know, if their nose is crooked, stay away. Just just make it about their clothes. And I forgot the third thing, but. So there's that. So there's limits. I'm not crazy.
30 seconds remaining.
I'm fine with some mild adult bullying. Okay. Now, as far as how bullying...
Softcore.
Yeah, softcore bullying. I guess I should say that. That's, you know, we're all learning something here today.
Softcore adult bullying.
All right. So, and there's two ways I think we can improve handling
15
bullying.
Seconds.
Okay. Two ways we can handle bullying. Pretending we're in a fancy restaurant. Okay. Just start pretending you're in a fancy restaurant. And the other thing, I forgot the other thing. My notes are gone right now, but I think that first solution is good enough for you.
Sir, you have 2.5 minutes to respond. I will say a legitimate point first. The law is not on your side with the way you interpret harassment, actually. The law would say that actually, if someone is willing, there's a lot more participation that we will allow. Several states have... been trying to or have briefly passed and had them repealed laws in which people can have physical violence. They can have a fight. Mm-hmm. If they feel as though the fight is due towards them, they can have a fight. And of course, we do fight wars. You know, wars are illegal. So the law is actually not on your side. That terrorism in the American government and sort of war conventions and things like that is illegal. You can't unduly attack an enemy, but if an enemy declares war upon you, then you are free to sort of do these physical things and hurt people. So the law is actually not on your side. In the same way that actually, even in free speech, I'm allowed to, as a comedian, as a stand-up comedian, I hope you'd know this, if when you go into a show, you actually cede some of your free speech rights to the person on stage. You're actually not really allowed to interrupt. They're allowed to kick you out. They're allowed to refuse you service. And they're allowed to make fun of you. They're allowed to say whatever they want, so long as they don't, you know, incite a panic, you know, fire in a crowded theater and things like that. The law is against you. Actually, your government itself is saying that you're wrong. And I, of course, am always walking around with pate and a sommelier, so I already pretend like I'm in a fancy restaurant, so I feel as though... And why not physical? That's the question I pose to you, Deepu. There are certain people out there, like myself, we talked about mental health earlier in this episode. Why not physical? What's the difference? Some people don't have a choice as to how they act. They don't have a choice. Why not be able to make fun of people for physical things? It's the same amount of choice in certain cases.
Deepu, you now have 5 minutes to make your big fucking point. We're using Oxford rules, so go ahead and make your big fucking point.
That's the funniest thing.
That's your Oxford rules. Big fucking point.
All right. I just want to say I just got my notes back, so I'm just being washed over with information. Goody.
I should say producerial. I'm giving you just the last 5 minutes to say what you want to say. We have 5 minutes left in the show.
Okay. Gotta just...
And I will take, I'm sure, only 10 seconds to refute whatever you say in 5 minutes. That should be a lesson in terms of you learning how to debate, is that give me a word count. I'll fucking do that. Give me 100 words. Fuck it, 50 words, and I'll shoot down what you say. You ready for that?
Yeah,
I'm gonna say,
like
you got
that.
5 minutes,
you
and I'll take the last
rebuttal.
50 words.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, wait, who are we addressing here? Is this just a private court?
No, not
court?
Ladies and gentlemen. Dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats of the jury.
Oh, I'm sorry. And there's some lizards. It's a pet store.
Pet store I am talking to.
You know
to.
What? You know what? Just relay it to all the tetras, the tetrafish, and they'll relay it to everyone else.
Sup, tetrafish. I also think the common advice for dealing with bullying is flawed. Okay, so the common advice is... Be confident. Say, hey, listen here, mister. My 45 girlfriends will march right you will march you right out of town.
We'll what?
That's how you be confident. You pretend to be confident. And you say, hey.
What is 45? Hold on. I have to interrupt it. What is 45 girlfriends? What does that mean?
That's how confident he is. He has 45 girlfriends.
That's the advice, is to say something. I just don't understand the sentence. I will add this to your time. I just literally don't understand the sentence.
Okay. Someone bullies you. So you're okay. An adult. Someone bullies you.
Well, both these things, I'm able to grasp.
You spread your metaphorical peacock feathers.
Stop using metaphors. I don't understand what the fuck you're saying. What am I supposed to say?
Okay.
I'm supposed to say, you say something negative, and I say something positive, like really positive back to them.
No,
like
you frankly threaten them with your uber coolness. And how?
So
just,
what do I? And how so what do I say?
Here's the line. Here's the line. Here, say it after me. Listen here, mister.
Listen here, mister.
My 45 girlfriends.
What is that? I don't want to say that. It doesn't make sense. Why do I have to be? Why in this instance is this person threatened by a polyamorous person? What does that have to do with anything?
It demonstrates.
Why does me being poly? What if I have one girlfriend? What's the issue with that?
Well, it's not about.
What are you saying that if I said my wife? What's less special about my wife?
You could say my super jacked wife. You could say my 45 girlfriends. You could say a lot of different.
Wait, so
things.
The 45 girlfriends are not. I'm not supposed to threaten him with my sexual prowess. I'm threatening him because I have
numbers.
45 sex. Like
no, it's just numbers.
Oh, so this is
army.
Supposed to be I've fucked 45 women
no.
into being an army for me.
You know what? Let's just say. How about this? My 45 friends.
Friends, that's what you meant. Okay, my 45. Jesus Christ! All of a sudden, there was a weird sex cult army in which I've fucked all these women into doing fighting for me, like Charles Manson.
It's all
Jesus,
in your head, bro.
Deepu.
It's all in your head.
It isn't. That's how everyone heard it. Okay, so my 45 friends. I'll repeat that.
Will march you right out of town.
Will march you right out of town, and if he's a person of color, I'm sure that sounds great.
Oh shit! Never thought of that. Well, okay, so maybe you can't do that, but maybe you can set limits and say
you're not allowed to sit at this table. hold on.
Yeah, it doesn't work too well either.
How many limits are we setting here, Deepu? In which you kind of sound racist with your solutions.
All right. Well, how about this? So repeat after me. Let's see if this works for you.
Okay.
As an anti-bullying.
This part of the bus.
Hey, you're taking it there. I'm not going near there.
You're taking it there. March you out of town.
Is that okay? Never mind. People have people have been Mars out of town for fine reasons.
So what's the common technique? Jesus Christ!
All right,
I'm not even debating you. I'm just trying to understand what you're fucking saying.
Okay, repeat after me.
Okay.
Listen here, Mister.
I pledge allegiance.
Say it.
Listen here, Mister.
I happen to like how my arms look like bean sprouts.
I happen to like how my arms look like bean sprouts.
And I will stick my crunchy branches in your face if you don't stop addressing it.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so it's supposed to be, you're supposed to be confident right back to them. And be don't make fun of me.
Mm. And then the other defense mechanism, wait, no, those aren't defense.
It's going to take us another 20 minutes technique. And these are techniques you don't like. Can we please just get to the way you do like it?
Okay.
What is your solution?
Pretending you're in a fancy restaurant. As I mentioned before.
Explain that. Just let's go with that for your last 3 minutes.
It's part
here.
Of that things are going great attitude. You know, someone's bullying
you.
Hey, man, give me your lunch money.
Yeah, I'll have the...
You literally give someone money for lunch at a fancy restaurant.
that doesn't really work too well. What's another kind of bullying? Give me your...
Yeah, you're a fuck... Yeah, how about this? You're a fucking idiot. Stop giving people bad advice on your podcast.
Yeah, I'll have the
How's
potatoes au gratin with a side of hash potatoes.
So confusion?
And what kind of wine? I'll take whatever kind of wine you have, and I don't care how expensive.
So you're supposed to be. You're just supposed to confuse the person by talking about something else.
Yeah, and you turn your head to the right. It's always to the right. You see, pretend the waiter's right there. You start. It helps if you're sitting.
All right, we're gonna do this less debate style, and I'm just gonna be a sort of bully, and you're gonna show me how to do it.
Okay.
Hey, listen, asshole. Don't speak. You said something really fucking insulting to me. Don't say that. I'm gonna punch you in the fucking face.
That's cool. 1 second.
I don't like what you said.
With poached eggs with no chives. And if you put
listen, if you don't fucking address me, okay. If you don't address me, I'm gonna fucking punch you because I don't like what you said.
Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like it when I order eggs Benny? I get it. Do you want anything?
Boom!
What do you want, buddy?
You got in a fight.
T-bone?
Collard greens? You just got in a fight. I'm punching you at this point.
That's
if
fine.
If you're still I'm still punching you.
I'm still pretending I'm in a fancy restaurant. And now it's a
you're gonna
exercise
go to
an,
they're
going
to take you to
pain.
An insane asylum. If I show up and you're bloody talking about a restaurant, I'm going to take you to an insane asylum. So
that's
go
fine.
On.
It's
okay, so that's your technique. But that's your technique.
Sticks and stones.
Okay, I'm not debating. Sticks and stones. Okay, that's what you're supposed to say. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Is that your technique? Because that's
one of them.
Okay.
Also, and always
so,
hold an egg.
So, but I thought this was pro-bullying people. I thought you don't care how you respond because you want people to bully each other.
No, but I think it'll help the whole cause of... Like, we should have more bullying, but we also have to have an understanding
why
of how
should we
it should
have,
be handled.
For fuck's sake, this is why you just said you were going to talk about what you're going to talk about, and you couldn't dedicate to that. Are you goddamn kidding me? That's my 50 words. You're not even talking about why adult bullying is good.
It's great. No, it makes you tough. Makes you carves you out of wood.
I will give you another minute to talk about why adult bullying is good, because you literally haven't talked about it.
Okay, yeah, I'll gladly do it. I'm sorry, I jumped to the solution. I'm sorry, I'm such in a hurry.
In your scenario, there doesn't need to be a solution because people are supposed to bully each other.
No, it's a systemic installation that
Tell
we're putting
me why adult bullying is fine.
Okay. Do I have my minute? Tell me when my minute starts.
It starts when you start talking.
Dogs and cats and lizards of the jury. Bullying, adult bullying is something I think our society needs more of, and it is something that should be allowed.
Why? You need to get to why.
Because
I will give you another minute. Why?
Our society has gotten very thin-skinned. We need to thicken up. We need to be able to look at ourselves with some sort of completely non-positive eye. We have this thing going on where I was like, everything's got to be perfect. No, people can make fun of you. They can call you stupid. Your hair is thinning, and it's fine. You got to live with it. And you learn to fucking see the humor in things and grow up. I'm done.
You still have time.
I'm done. That's it. I got it.
I don't think society is thin-skinned at all. People criticize them more than ever. We are more aware. We're more open. We talk more about sex and other downfalls. There's commercials on TV about how you're fat and disgusting and all these things. And I don't think that you've proven new evidence that people are thin-skinned.
All right, well, that is a discussion for another time, but we will.
I'll give you 10 seconds. Is it, how are people thin-skinned?
No, I have to get back. I commissioned.
I know
a study.
We all have to get back to. You're gonna have to bring back next week. That was my 50 words. I just don't see that. I see people being criticized more than ever.
Well, where do you see that? Where do you see that?
Every single social media account that has ever existed has criticism on it. That is something new. People used to be afraid to tell people about why their photos were stupid, how they were fat. Now we just say it to people. People are thicker skinned than ever.
No, are you kidding me? The fucking reactions people have to those tweets, they turtle. They start crying immediately.
But people are saying it. You don't understand that. People say it. You can't expect people to not react. People are allowed to react back to you, Deepu. Yeah. You're saying people are thin-skinned.
No, you're right. Okay, so there is they're not.
You're right, which is what you shouldn't say when you're debating someone, moron.
I'm working on it. I didn't get to that chapter yet.
You may bring in, because you say this a lot, and I really don't think it's true. I just think you make it up. You will have to bring in next week for evidence that people are thin-skinned, because you say it a lot on the show, and I just don't think it's true. I think people are thicker-skinned than ever.
Oh, man. Well, get ready to not do any talking, because I'll just be talking the whole time.
You need to bring in specific examples, Deepu.
Okay.
And I will take anything as evidence, but you need to bring in specific examples next week, and now everyone's heard that you're going to do it.
I love it.
About how people are thin-skinned.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Because I think we talk about people's body problems and fashion fallings and money problems and sexual downfalls. I think we talk about these things on Front Street now. People are having to deal with the embarrassment of it. It's not even embarrassment. They're having to say it out loud. I think you're totally wrong.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much for listening.
That's going to do it for us. Thanks so much for having a nice chat here. Let's start a gold podcast. I'm going to... Thank you.